Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again for another episode. Another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so indeed very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity, very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that for everything the Most High would have us to perceive true to his will, I said true to his will, the adversary has always been busy about trying to create in some way a counterfeit. And something the Most High told me very early on, every lie, every hasty conclusion men believe, is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. So the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truth. You remember, my brothers and sisters, there's only one Savior and only the Most High, my brothers and sisters. We now have to understand this. Of all that men have imagined, only the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can declare that which unto him is pleasing. Only the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can declare. Only the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can create a Savior or a path unto his salvation. So it's time, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand. We have to be on guard with regard to, think about it, there's 45,000 denominations in the world today. For the Most High has told us that if in the least things, think about it, Messiah said in Micaiah 5:14-25, if man denies even the least perception contained in the law and the prophets, if he's beguiled of his souls and he's so easily enticed to argue against or rebel against or refute or deny even the least precept the Most High himself has declared, that man shall in no case I said, in no case enter into the kingdom of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. How do you get 45,000 denominations? How do you get 45,000 denominations across 280 nations? How is this world divided? But that, my brothers and sisters, there's been a degree of either a lack of love or hate, rebellion against the Most High, whereby men have dared to seek to call themselves righteous, even declaring, my brothers and sisters, they have something that they have a right to claim and defend. In a world, my brothers and sisters, where men not adhering or knowing a pure, perfect standard, none righteous, no, not one, have yet, my brothers and sisters, dared to say that they have a right in the world the Most High created. A world that belongs to Him, the world and all they that dwell therein. Men have dared to establish for themselves varying forms of allegiances after which they gather. But my brothers and sisters, for all that after which men say they gather together, if the standard after which they, the standard they idealize, is not one formed and declared after the Most High Himself, if it is, lacks wisdom as to what the Most High declares Himself, shall men believe that any of these supposed customs or ideals or traditions shall restore mankind, shall regather mankind, shall be a repentance for mankind, a recovery and a liberation of mankind beyond every short-sighted obstacle unto indeed what is the will of one? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I will say something I've said before on this show, and it's apparent that I need to say it again. On the Most High declares salvation. On the Most High declares what is true to, declares to mankind, ultimately what is purely and perfectly true to all that is His thoughts. Most High declared a plan by which our people shall be renewed unto strength. And we need to even talk about what that means. Shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, they shall be restored after another plan, the ideals of another? Is there more than one Savior? My brothers and sisters, is there only one? I know that if you read your scriptures, in the book of Philippians in the second chapter, He said there's only one mediator between Yah and men, meaning there's only one standard, my brothers and sisters, one pure and perfect standard after which man may return completely unto the Most High, whose very name declares that He is a constant. He is always and forever as He is. He does not change. He is all in everything that He is. And it is because He does not change, my brothers and sisters, that He can indeed, my brothers and sisters, in preserving the beauty of what is His divine intent. Think about it. You look around you, my brothers and sisters, as far as looking at this earth. When we perceive what the Most High created it to be from the beginning, it's very beautiful. At that point, my brothers and sisters, it's a very beautiful place. Should we imagine, my brothers and sisters, there's something or some plan of man that is taken away from that beauty, or would deny men even the expectation, the seekitude of that, for that beauty and its restoration? Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, after such as this, the Most High would be pleased? Think about it. He said, in the time of the coming restitution of all things, Acts 3:18 through 23, in the time of the coming restitution of all things, meaning all things set in order, everything set true to what indeed is justice. All things brought to remembrance. Scripture says Messiah will come to declare, my brothers and sisters. Hear me now. He will come to declare a word true to all the Most High has spoken. after the mouth, spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony, the Most High sent through his Messiah. Whoever will not hearken to that testimony, my brothers and sisters, his head will be cut off from among the people. Here, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. I said we must understand that since the Most High has already declared a plan, towards salvation, it is quite vain, my brothers and sisters, that man can believe that he shall attain to what indeed is deliverance. Even it is vain, my brothers and sisters, to believe that man shall attain to what fully pleases the Most High after the standard of another. Or, my brothers and sisters, before the time when Messiah himself comes to purely and perfectly declare it, and what must even to this day still yet be an unbelieving and rebellious world. Why do I say that? Think about it. Most High declared one plan, but there's 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, and people constantly following more and more for even more divisions, being beguiled after more and more diverse forms of schisms. Contentious designs, my brothers and sisters, after which men have been compelled to open their hearts to be ultimately, my brothers and sisters, only exploited. Why do I say that? Think about it. The enemy, who does not delight in the pure, perfect will of one Most High, can only offer man, and for all the seeming beauty of what he might seem to offer and after his imaginations, our brothers and sisters, in every case, is just another offering toward being enticed, toward being exploited by someone. It's kind of like understanding what happened in the garden. Man was enticed to believe that he'd become godlike for doing what the Most High warned that he should not. And all they got him was kicked out of the garden. All they got him was exploited and left into bondage after the short-sighted ideals of the lies of another. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning a greater dimension of truth. And man is depleted to the conscience of the liar. Perhaps, my brothers and sisters, something even less for believing a lie. Well, how many misconceits, my brothers and sisters, can men believe when they don't even respect or know what indeed, or in fact, my brothers and sisters, some don't even prepare with the expectation that in this world a standard will be raised. Is it in time, my brothers and sisters, we realize that there's no regathering of a people in solidarity without a standard? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to address something. It's not going to be a very long show tonight, but I'd like to relate a few points. Because it seems every time we look around, it seems someone is imagining another scheme. I said, another scheme which somehow, my brothers and sisters, blinds the people against knowing that the Most High even has a plan for the healing, for the strengthening and regathering and the empowerment of his people. Shall we imagine to accomplish this restoration, my brothers and sisters, I say it again, after the plans of another? Sometimes there are those who say we have faith, but the question needs to be asked, faith in what? We say we want self-determination, but founded upon what? Faithfulness unto what? A lot to think about, I know. Working together, but toward what? Do we dare to define it? So we should be creative. Creative in building what? We should have a purpose. A purpose toward what? Faith in ourselves, some say. faith in ourselves to accomplish what? Nevertheless, these are what, for instance, this custom is called now called Kwanzaa. These are a few of the principles that it purports to uphold. Unity. Unity based on what? Self-determination. Based upon what? Are we monolithic, my brothers and sisters, because of a pallor of skin? Working together, some say. Working together to accomplish what? Purpose. I say again, unto what? Creativity. Building what? Faith. Faith, faithfulness, steadfastness. Faith unto the accomplishment of what? Something surely to think about. A lot I want to talk about these so-called principles that this custom called Kwanzaa claims to uphold. But let me say this in order to see if I can help us to understand something. The foundation of what is an eternality, my brothers and sisters, must be beyond contradiction. It must be beyond a multitude of variant precepts and principles and ideals seeming wise to men. The nature of carnal mind, what really is it? The book of Romans tells us that carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. You ever stop to consider why? Think about it. Carnal mind, in its short-sightedness, can hardly even begin to conceive, to imagine all that Yah has planned for those who love him. But as the scripture said, such magnitude, magnificence is revealed by his spirit. You ever stop to consider then that those who draw hasty, short-sighted conclusions are oftentimes filled with animosity against those whom the Most High reveals more? So much so that those who are carnal-minded or lack knowledge, seeking to be called wise, oftentimes are predisposed to argue when the Most High grants a word of his conscience, true to his spirit, true to his thoughts, true to his ideals. And there are those of brothers and sisters who prefer that many remain blind, that they be gods over you. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to liberate the minds that whoever would rule unjustly, whoever would compel our people to be dissuaded when they would turn from transgression, must indeed, my brothers and sisters, themselves be cast aside. It's time, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is would blind or mislead our people, must, my brothers and sisters, face the fate that comes when one does not realize what the scriptures mean when they say in Matthew 12:36, for every foolish word, deceptive word, stagnating word men speak, they should give account for it in the judgment. Carnal mind, not perceiving all the spiritual mind perceives, is oftentimes antithetical against the law of Yah. Why? He said the law of Yah. You ever stop to consider it as short-sighted? It's directly antipathy against a much more fuller, wisened sense of discretion. Scripture says, though we are scattered among the nations, provocations and temptations of the nations, the Most High still requires of us, and by his spirit, my brothers and sisters, and by faith, a perfect work. You ever stop to consider that the scripture says they who are led by the spirit of the sons of Yah, and those who prefer unrighteousness, the scripture says in 2 Thessalonians, are damned? Meaning that those who are led by the spirit, my brothers and sisters, are predisposed with a mind and a heart and a sense of conscience and reason, that upon hearing the greater counsel of the Most High, they know, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High will have his way, that they should be, even my brothers and sisters, counting themselves blessed to have an opportunity to repent, to return, to be renewed and the strength the Most High has promised, would regather for himself again a people. It's time we wake up, my brothers. It's time we wake up, become much more considerate of those things in this world is not so often quickly concerned. Scriptures tell us, it is a bit late. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 52:15, kings shall shut their mouths because of him. How about carnality? Shall no longer reign because of his anointed one, the Most High sins. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who shall believe his report, and to whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? Who's going to be ready to believe, my brothers and sisters, the truth revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit? To know more than what is said, and also to know why. And my brothers and sisters, not be afraid of letting it be known where this world truly, my brothers and sisters, or let's say the blindness of this world truly needs to be rebuked, and men see again the true plan. There are those among us, my brothers and sisters, who call themselves Pan-African. They talk about an Afrocentric movement. They speak, my brothers and sisters, of peoples of color coming together, working together, my brothers and sisters, but toward and founded upon what? Just simply color? Shall our purpose be defined by our oppressor, our brothers and sisters? Shall we say that because of color, are oppressed, that we are found righteous before the One Most High? Acceptable unto him when we still seek to uphold and not discern, my brothers and sisters, the foundation of our imaginings. I listened last night on the radio to people who were, let's just say a couple of nights ago, had celebrated the custom called Kwanzaa. And they were all talking about how they were all conscious people. I'd like to know what level of conscience, my brothers and sisters, a consciousness they believe after a multitude of varying standards. What level of consciousness, my brothers and sisters, a consciousness? Conscience, a consciousness. Make conscious people. If they can't even fully say that they know or believe or uphold, what is the pure perfect will of one? Or is it just simply, my brothers and sisters, there are those who are joined together with institutions who pretend to be wise, which flatter themselves in their gathering. I can't tell you how much I've heard and seen it over and over again at the various political, national, pseudo-religious standards and ideals. Men have been compelled to believe they were wise, righteous, favored of the Most High, true to the Most High, simply because someone said. I said because someone said they were wise. But I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, nobody's conscious having true awareness of the plan of the Almighty. No one, my brothers and sisters, is conscious and full in that plan after his own declaration. Yah knows himself as he is, and he will not, he will not sanction nor confirm the mind or heart as stable unto him. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have heard from and responded wisely, responded wisely to him. There's a very high vibration, my brothers and sisters, of consciousness, if you will. A man's going to have to return to and knowing the Most High as he is beyond all our variant misadministrations. If, my brothers and sisters, we are going to be counted worthy, agreed unto the Most High, aware of the ways of kingdom peace, to be able to preserve, and my brothers and sisters, enhance it that the consciousness that is in it among our people might genuinely grow. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, like I said so many times in this show, more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones. How about what is ultimately defined by man to be an identity? And so, my brothers and sisters, how many of us have been tricked? I said, how many of us have been tricked in getting, supposedly pasting upon ourselves or gaining an identity? How many of us have been tricked, my brothers and sisters, to just wrap ourselves up and bondage to somebody's misperception that defines that under which we have given our allegiance? Remember, my brothers and sisters, the enemy can only offer an opportunity to be exploited. If people who call themselves leaders don't reveal to us or help us to see what the Most High himself indeed declared for us, what then, my brothers and sisters, have we done? Do we want to stand it at all? Do we dare to say it is hate because someone chooses to seek indeed what the scripture said we must, a restoration, a return in conscience after that which the Most High from the beginning foreordained? Are we wrong, my brothers and sisters, that we seek to turn from the varying perceptions of man, the short-sighted perceptions of man? Scripture said Messiah is sent, my brothers and sisters, for the sake of those who would turn from transgression, for those who would become steadfast and the knowledge of his will, and are willing to be diligent and humble and open in their minds and hearts to be taught by Yah what he would require. These are the ones Most High said he would bless. I heard the other night, last night in fact, the song played again and again and repeated the lyric. How'd it go exactly? Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? Why can't we become a strong people? A people who are strong, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the aberrations and misconceit that exist among us. Did you ever stop to consider how much the leaders feel that seeking to support their personal avocations and whatever is esteemed in their institutions, that they are found true to the Most High, or in any way seeking to stifle or stagger a sense of what is indeed conscience? Or dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that we are conscious, not discerning, or even seeking an absolute standard that would make us true to the will of one? Most High told me, any time we believe a multitude of contradictions is the work of being led by his spirit, we entirely miss the point. And it is difficult for such a one. So, as he says, liberating the, in his thinking, he calls it liberating, in his lack of knowledge. It's difficult to teach such a one. And we are warned, my brothers and sisters, that such rebellion against discerning what is wiser should never enter the kingdom of Yah. I say, if anything, we must become conscious enough to become humble, not to flatter ourselves, but to seek, my brothers and sisters, what I call the hope of Shashan Shah. The hope of Shiloh, the gospel of Shiloh. Did you know, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan by which he said he would gather his people? A plan by which he says, listen, he would say, listen to me and keep silence before me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. Let my people draw near. Let them come together for, let's just say, increased discretion. You know, I look at those prophecies in Isaiah 40 to 41. He says, comfort ye, O my people. How shall our people return collaboratively, cooperatively together as one? We don't have a common sense of objectives. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan by which all those who will be His should discern His ways and become wise to walk in them. We are told in Genesis 49:1-8-12, that Messiah will ultimately come as the one called Shiloh. There might be a regathering of all peoples. Isaiah 11 says, in that day, His rest, His peace, should be glorious in a day when all the nations, beyond all their own personal obstacles, pulpits and thrones, will seek Yah Himself. Then shall the knowledge of Yah cover the earth as waters cover the sea, when none of these obstacles after men's imaginations anymore exist. That should be the expectation of us all. As I've said to you before, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, the Most High has had a plan for our reconciliation. He has told us, or sought to tell us from the very beginning, how it is that Messiah shall in fact return. What is to be expected in His return. Our brothers and sisters, how we should prepare for His appearing. But it's amazing that every one of these variant differences that we see in the world, I've looked far and wide and I've seen not even one that was willing in all things to declare what is the implication of what I call, for instance, on my website, the Secret City Prophecies. And of late, my brothers and sisters, something else you might find very interesting at HiddenGospel.com. There's an article called, Prophetic Proof. It relates without question or shadow of a doubt, since your leaders won't speak of these things. They've all been, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, hypocrites. Not true to the will of one. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, not being in all things true to anyone. Time to catch on. Time that we understand. Time to we realize that since the leaders are the ones who divide our people, we must understand what the scripture means when it says to the angel, the leader of the church, so and so and so and so. He who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Means the Holy Spirit grants counsel, my brothers and sisters, beyond all our differences, beyond our misimagination, beyond all our varying vanities. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, would awaken the minds, awaken the minds and the hearts, and finally realizing what is most precious, there be no obstacle between us. And that everyone realizes the only souls the Most High will sanction as worthy unto Him are those who will collaboratively work together, that we see beyond all our multitude of contentions. That Yah, in the end, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is His plan, shall be pleased. But the religion, the various religions, false religions and governments of this earth, have continually conspired to hide, I said to hide the way of peace. To hide from humanity the way in returning, my brothers and sisters, unto the initial form after which the Most High created man for His purpose to commune with man. For His purpose, my brothers and sisters, that men might emanate His thoughts, that men might honor the Most High and the true faith, the men might be beneficently for the ultimate good of one another. Think about it. A man associates something, and listen to me, that everybody who celebrates Kwanzaa is an atheist, as Dr. Kalanka was. Some are, some are not. But what about the idea that I see this push, wherever it is that this custom called, I say, well, this custom called Kwanzaa is celebrated. Men all flattering themselves none concerned about discerning the pure, perfect will of one, believing everyone has a right to defend his larceny. All my brothers and sisters, I wish that everyone would comprehend what the scriptures actually say about the regathering of our people. I will say to you, there's an article on my website called HiddenGospel.com, article called Gospel of Shiloh, another one called Prophetic Proof. Because there are those who continue to believe whatever it is that people come up with until they find out that only the plan the Most High declared was, ever will be viable. There's a very perilous principle in this world among the heathen. And what it says is that even among people having no reverence for the Most High at all, I said that having ultimately no real respect for the Most High at all, men have called whatever seems wise viable until someone can prove it unwise. Well, that's exactly what the scripture said Messiah would do. Digmatizo or dogmatizo. In other words, like I said, men have believed that whatever they have imagined and decreed to have viability until someone proves it does not. My brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. Since the scriptures say that Messiah, at the hand of the Most High, will gather strength to change ultimately a whole world, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that lest people be staunch, as they said, atheists? How shall some believe that the Most High won't exact his plan because others refuse to know what it is? Like I said, shall the Most High uphold whatever men have imagined simply because most have not even been compelled to look for greater? Time to wake up. All this havoc and chaos exists in the world. But the gospel was a dispensation to all the nations. For what purpose, my brothers and sisters? The scripture calls it the gospel of peace, that all might be converted purely and completely unto the full will of Yah. Does that leave room, my brothers and sisters, for the false rule, the flaw of man? No, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't leave the door open for any mischievous pattern of thought. Yah, brothers and sisters, is forever as he is. Blessed therefore are they. There they are, brothers and sisters. Men say that without the guidance of the Most High, or walking after the ideals of an atheist, they should return unto him. It's amazing, but it's so very true, that this world has by and large forgotten the gospel of Shiloh, forgotten the hope of Shashin Shah, forgotten the hope, my brothers and sisters, by which the Most High said he would humble all the various rulers of the world and all their words, that finally his might be seen. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, for those who seek with a diligent heart to understand. I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters. I pray we'll understand. The only way someone can truly help his brother is to reprove the injustices committed by his brother. So the Most High said, you're my friend if you do everything I command you. That means one speck missing, all should be held, should have much cleaner eyes. The man does not seek, my brothers and sisters, all purely and perfectly what the Most High declared. Man is actually looking for sin. I just want to say simply, like I said, I didn't want the show to be that long tonight. It is rather late. But I would have you to consider The scripture says, it says in Isaiah 41, the Messiah says, it doesn't say, keep silent before me and listen to me, all you isles. Let my people renew their strength. Let them come near together for judgment. And the Most High will surely subdue all the kings of the earth before him. That one standard shall finally bring forth the peace that was intended. Well, it talks about us, let's just say, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Let my people renew their strength. You ever stop, my brothers and sisters, to consider the Most High must expose the obstacles of every matter of folly, every matter of misrepresentation, whatever, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is, that has blinded the minds not to see the fullness of what is divine command must be removed. So it is written, my brothers and sisters, so surely must it. I said, so surely must it be done. Articles on my website, I know this should be of interest. HiddenGospel.com, Bacchus Connection, BACCUS, CHUS, Connection, CONNECTION. Another article called Xmas Economics. Much to be said about these. Yes, these economics, my brothers and sisters. Much to be said. Much need to be said, my brothers and sisters, by transcending all these obstacles that men make. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. Woe then unto those who are tricked to believe that something less is still to be called ultimately an ally. So much of what I would say to you, my brothers and sisters. I dare say that this, a soul is called of Yah and compelled with great diligence to seek the ad infinitum of all the Most High declared. I've sought to make it more easy for you. Unless men are willing to seek that fullness, they cannot be found truly Yah as he is. But it's as if everyone wants to sit back and say that cherry picking as they will, the Most High will be delighted in such insanity. I said the true people of Yah, my brothers and sisters, are far more aware than that. And they know there must be true to wisdom far greater than that. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. It's like saying, return unto me, O my people. And the only way it's possible, my brothers and sisters, is that the folly of men be exposed, that the righteousness of one be revealed. Who's ready to understand it? To hearken to the shepherd, the Most High said he would send.
90 seconds.
I said the shepherd, the Most High said he would send in these latter days, according to Genesis 49:1-8-12. According to so much scripture between Isaiah 40 through the 46th chapter. Who is that one, my brothers, as the Most High said he would use to destroy this Babylon and this confusion? My brothers and sisters, what he should bring to bear is not after the designs. I said, is not brought to bear after the designs of an atheist. Be very careful, the Most High told me. Whatever you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. Don't let anyone's lack of vision or lies, my brothers and sisters, deplete your sense of conscience. For those of us who know the truth, though the Messiah ultimately gave his life, every man recognizes his obligation to seek all that is divine truth, that there be a pure and perfect standard established in the world. And at the Most High, my brothers and sisters, being pleased with that pure, perfect standard, might my brothers and sisters preserve that standard in the midst of our hearts and minds, in the midst of this earth forever. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise, always thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. A great truth there, my brothers and sisters. Won't find anywhere else. Find out how you can support and help this ministry. Only those who seek and know the truth can. For we must learn how not to lie. So again, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, honor, and glory, and praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again, if I do, for listening. How can a thing be holy when its origin, when the origin from which it came is not?